Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. Well, time to deep dive into deep conversations that impact our pockets, and largely when it comes to two-pot withdrawals. As you might recall, as of February this year, we heard from SARS that, over 50 billion rand had been withdrawn from the two-pot system. Bear in mind, we're into a new calendar year. A few months have gone by, so clearly those numbers have gone up even further. But to help contextualize some of the concerns regarding a 13% rise in complaints to the pension funds adjudicator due to two-pot withdrawal challenges, we're joined now by Mubango Lukaimane, joining us as the pension funds adjudicator. Thank you so much for your time this evening. Mubango, welcome to the show. Karatzi angandule buanga manda.
Yeah, good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. I guess as we get into this conversation, we do just need to put context to the level of complaints that you typically receive. The last 2 years have been filled with many changes to the environment. Help us contextualize how two-pot plays a role in this regard.
Two-pot played a major role, because you would notice that the kind of complaints that we were having, the major ones had to do with employers not paying contributions. So suddenly, members used to discover this at point of claim, either if they were resigning or when they were retiring. Now, with two-pot, because they could now access their funds while they were still employed, then they became interested in checking where the status of their funds. And then more people then discovered that employers were not paying over contributions. And that is really what drove the surge in complaints, is that there was more awareness now that there is something wrong. Employers are not paying contributions over.
So fundamentally, South Africans are witnessing the fact that employers were not paying their contributions over. So this relates to a delay in payments or non-payments. Help us understand where in the line of responsibility this would fall, either the company offering the corporate benefits, the employer themselves, and then, of course, all the internal processes that would need to be followed within the company.
Yes. A long time ago, pension funds were made to be independent of both the employer and the sponsor. So the pension fund itself, which with its board of trustees, is the one that is responsible for making sure that they collect the contributions. Yes, the employer, by signing on to the pension fund, takes the responsibility to abide by the rules of the fund, the most important one being to pay over contributions. But if they are not paid, it is actually the responsibility of the fund itself to pursue all the measures, including the fact that they must notify the employees that contributions were not received. But most funds do not do that. They don't go through the steps of notifying the members. They do not go through the steps of taking legal action against the employer, or even the step of reporting the employer to the South African Police Service, because failure to pay contributions is a criminal offence in terms of the Pension Funds Act.
I can imagine the frustration that this causes employees, right? Because you receive your payslip, you're told that your company is making deductions to your pension fund, now you'd like to withdraw to two-pot. And then you realize, hold on, my employer actually hasn't been making any contributions to my retirement fund. How, I guess, as the PFA, have you been addressing this particular matter in order to hold employers accountable?
Well, one of the things that we do is we, depending on the extent of what is happening, we also notify the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. Funds are also supposed to report these non-payments to the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. That is why you saw, I think 2 weeks ago or so, they released updated statistics saying, in actual fact, the outstanding contributions have climbed from about 6 billion and they are now sitting at 7 point something billion rands that's outstanding. What we have as a problem with those numbers is actually that, yes, the funds would have reported to say that those numbers are what is outstanding. But legally, you might find that now a significant portion of those contributions cannot be legally recovered because they have prescribed. You know, in our country, you are aware of a debt, you don't take steps to recover that within 3 years, then you cannot recover what is over the 3 year period. And if you saw the list from the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, it actually indicates a lot more employers have been owing contributions more than the 36 months. Mm. Therefore, a large chunk of that cannot be legally recoverable.
Oh, my goodness. This raises a lot of concerns, I can imagine, Mobango, especially for employees. Yes. And it almost reminds me of the concerns we had with the TERS program, Temporary Employer Employees Relief Scheme, during the COVID-19 pandemic, where employers were not making contributions to the UIF. As you say, there's very little legal recourse. And I believe that this might be a great lesson then for the industry overall, including National Treasury, regarding how to improve levels of governance, disclosure, and compliance of employers to actually pay pension fund contributions. How do you see us moving forward with this in this regard?
I think with the start with the real compilation of the numbers, it has, you know, sometimes when you are talking from my office, you are not seeing the full picture because we are forming a picture out of the complaints that we receive. But now with the kind of statistics that we have, you have seen even from COSATU's side, they are saying that they need to attend to this. Also from NEDLAC, they want to attend to this. So at least, even from Parliament, at least it has focused our minds as to the extent of the problem. And now we can all do our part to make sure that employees and members of funds are not ripped off. But the central people that must really get up and do their work are the trustees and the managers of these funds. Mm. They are not doing their deeds at all.
100%. And I guess for those employees who still want to actually participate in these withdrawals, do they have any recourse at all, given that they've been disciplined in making their contributions, however it wasn't paid over? Is there any recourse for them at all?
Yes, they can. They do come through to our office. And I like to emphasize this, that you don't need a lawyer to approach our office. It's a service that is free of charge. So they come to our office. We will investigate on their behalf and then issue an order that has a similar status in terms of enforcement as a High Court order. And then for the employer to pay over those contributions. And like I'm saying, depending on all the facts of a matter, you might find that there's partial prescription for some of the debt, but otherwise we will force the employer to comply.
100%. That's comforting for many South Africans who have worked hard for their income and, of course, would like to withdraw from the two-part.
Stop the killing. Where are all these voices?
Thank you so much for your time this evening, Mobango. Truly appreciate it. We'll leave it there for tonight. With Mobango Lukaimane is the pension fund's adjudicator.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.